Thank you for tuning to our weekly message here at Kennedy Road Tabernacle. My name is Michael Wallace, and I'm the media director. Join us now for our message in progress.
So this morning, we want to honor the Lord and bless His name. If you could stand to your feet just to read a couple of verses from the Bible, and then we'll see what God has for us as a family. Here is Jesus on the cross. He's been beaten, bruised, bleeding. He's at his last breath, and he looks down to the crowd. He sees his mom standing at the foot of the cross. Then he says these words. He says, near the cross of Jesus stood his mother, mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Cleopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother there and the disciple whom he loved so much standing nearby, he said to his mother, dear woman, here is your son. And to the disciple said, here is your mother. From that time on, this disciple took her into his home and honored her. Father, we pray that this morning, your presence be with us, your spirit guide through this, O God. May, Father, we learn something from your word so that we will apply it to our lives this morning. In Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. This morning I'm going to introduce you to a number of biblical moms and a couple of mothers from our centuries around us to see how mothers can influence the lives of the children and as a result the country, the society, this world, and also their own home directly. The first mom that I want to introduce to you is a mom that is, I title it, a protecting mom. This protecting mom is no one but the mother of Moses. If you know the story of Moses, he was born in a time that Pharaoh commanded that every Hebrew boy, every Hebrew male should be killed so that the Hebrews will not be increased because they were increasing numerously in that land. So Moses' mom gave birth to this little guy, and then she hid him for 3 months to the point that she was not able to keep him hiding any longer. Then she got this bright idea and made a basket and covered it with a tar so that the water would not seep into it, and then put the baby into the basket and let the water decide where this baby will end. However, no matter what circumstance we live in, there is always someone that God will send our way to redeem us. Amen? Amen. So the sister of Moses watched, see where this basket will end. The basket came to the place that the daughter of Pharaoh was about to take a bath in the water. And then all of a sudden, her eyes see this little basket and order to go get it. And they bring the basket, and there is the baby. And she named this baby Moses, which I grabbed him from the water. That's what it means. Now, when there is trouble, there is a God who is able to remove that trouble from our lives. Here is a mother. You know, moms, we may not understand it much as fathers, but you cry. You sacrifice, you just sleepless night over the life of your child to protect this kid. And imagine if you have to let it go. What a pain Moses' mother had to go through to just let the baby go. All she had, trust in Jehovah, that Jehovah will come and will protect her baby. Moms, I encourage you, don't give up trusting in God on behalf of your children. Keep pressing in. Keep trusting that God will protect your children, even though if they don't know God. Now what happens? Sister of Moses goes to Pharaoh's daughter and says, I saw that you catch this baby. Would you like me to get a woman come and nurse this baby? And behold, Moses' mother is hired to feed her own baby. Now, moms, I want you to listen to this part. The reason Moses became Moses is not because he was educated in Pharaoh's palace. It was not because he had a luxurious life and then later on he killed an Egyptian and a Hebrew. That's not because of that. It's because the time that his mom was nursing him and nurturing him, she was talking about God, faithfulness of God, blessings of God to that child. That's why when Moses came to the age of understanding and making a choice, he knew who God is. The Bible says, bring up a child in the way he should go. When they grow old, they will not depart from it. There is the proof of it. When Moses came to a time of making a decision to choose the pleasures of Pharaoh's palace and the sinful nature of life, or to choose the Almighty God, he chose Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah the Provider, and the Shepherd. Amen? So mothers, I encourage you, when you feed your baby, even if she's a little baby, just preach to that baby. Speak of God's goodness. They will hear it. Their soul will respond to the voice of God through you. Keep praying for your kids. This is a mother who protected her child. Let me introduce to you to a loving mother who had to sacrifice a lot because of love. Here is in the book of Kings, we read a story of two prostitutes. These two prostitutes, they both got pregnant. And they both gave birth at the same time. But one of the prostitutes' baby died. One of the prostitutes, her baby died. And through the night, when this baby died, she put the dead baby and replaced this baby with the other woman's baby, and claimed that her baby is alive and the other girl's baby is dead. They started to quarrel and argue about this, and eventually the case came before the king. And the king had to make a ruling. So the king saw that if he could convince these two to come to the place of truthfulness, and there was nothing. But the king said, okay, now that is the case, bring a sword. Let us cut this baby in half and give half to this girl and the other half to the other one. Case closed. When they brought the sword and he commanded to cut the baby half, the real mother cried out, "Do not kill my baby. Give my baby to that woman." You might be sitting here this morning. You got pregnant. And then you came to a place that you no longer were able to keep your baby. You gave up your baby. This morning you might be feeling guilty. You might be feeling lonely. You might be feeling embarrassed. I have good news for you. Your Heavenly Father loves you. Your Heavenly Father has forgiven you. Your Heavenly Father will fill your loneliness and will satisfy the desire of your heart by uniting you with your kid. This is the promise of the Lord. Don't be embarrassed. Don't be ashamed. Don't feel guilty, because God knows and knew your circumstance and what went down. So this morning, I honor you girls. I pray that God satisfy the desire of your heart. This loving mother gave the baby so that the baby may live. There is out there a lot of people that they talk about, you know, it's not a baby, it's a fetus, it is this, it is that. When God breathes to your body, that is life. That is a human being. That is what God wants to keep. So I encourage, if that happens to you, I pray that God will give you strength and creativity and wisdom to protect that life in Jesus' name. Let me introduce to you to praying mothers. Mothers who pray and never give up. There is this mother named Hannah you're all familiar with, the mother of Prophet Samuel. She was barren. She was not able to give birth to a child or have a child. She was brokenhearted. She ends up to the temple of the time or the church of the time. and then she's praying, but there is no words coming out of her mouth, and the priest of the time thinks that she is a drunken woman and rebukes her. But in gentleness of her heart and her soul, responds to the priest, says, "My Lord, I am not a drunken woman. I am a broken-hearted woman. And I am pleading with God for a child." And then she made a vow to the Lord that if you give me a son, I will give that son back to you. She prayed that prayer. And the priest of the time said that, "Woman, go with peace, because next year at this time you will bear your own child." See, this is the nature of our God. When we cry out to God, He answers our prayer and He hears everything that we say to Him. So we read the story that Samuel was born and she named him Samuel, meaning I asked of God and God responded. Now this morning you might be sitting here, girls. You might have been trying to have a baby. And it's not working up to this point. Good news for you this morning. Your Heavenly Father is looking down with favor over you this morning. Amen. He is looking down with favor this morning. We can do two things right now. We can ask you to stand up and we pray for you right now, or you can come after the service. Let me try the first one. If there is anyone that wants to have a baby that has been tough so far, if you want to stand to your feet, we get the house to pray for you. Let me see if there is anyone around. And if you're not comfortable to do it now, we just ask the Lord after the service. Amen? There's one there. Okay, stand up, stand up, stand up. House, could you just stretch your hand this way? Father, this morning we know that You are the creator of life. You are the giver of life, O God. Father, two sisters called upon Your name that their brother was dead and he was in the tomb. You stood at the door of that tomb and You say, "Lazarus, come forth," and life came forth, O God. This morning, God, You know Your daughter. Father, I pray that the voice of Jesus even now be heard, that from this womb will come life forth in the name of Jesus. Father, we believe in Your unfailing love this morning. God, we receive the gift of life to Your family, to Your children. God, I pray that next year at this time, we will be dedicating that child to the Lord of Lords, to the King of Kings, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let it be done as it is said. Amen? Amen. As Jesus said, "Let there be light, there will be light." Amen. And there was light. So rejoice, guys, in Jesus' name. Thank You, Lord. Keep praying. Keep trusting. There was a man named John Wilson. When he was born, after 4 days, his mom passed away. But before this mom passes away, she told her husband to give her a promise. She said that when she was pregnant on John, she was praying that John will become a missionary. And she asked her husband to promise her that when that day comes, he will not hinder John of becoming a missionary. She passed away. John grew up, went to college and university. After his graduation, came home and declared to his father, "Dad, I feel I am called to be a missionary and I want your blessing." The story goes on that after 3-4 days of agonizing soul searching with himself, all of a sudden he remembered his promise to his wife that when that day comes, he will not hinder his son of becoming a missionary. He blessed that guy and he became the pioneer missionary in India before William Carey gets there. See, when we pray, when we ask God, and when we wait patiently on the Lord, God is faithful and He will answer us. Amen? Let me share with you about another revivalist, Charles Spurgeon, great revivalist, great author of devotional and theology of Christianity. This is how he describes his mother and her prayers. He said that our mother was a kind of woman that took her responsibility so serious, and she always prayed this prayer to the Lord. Now, Lord, if my children go on and doing sin, it will not be from ignorance that they perish. And my soul must bear a swift witness against them at the day of judgment if they lay not hold of Jesus Christ. See, you keep praying, you keep trusting, you keep believing that it is God who will do the miracle. Not you, not your words. It's the work of the Lord that will go forth in your children. And God will seize your children in their tracks wherever they are. Thus we had Charles Spurgeon. Then we had two other brothers, John and Charles Wesley's, the founder of Methodist movement, the revivalist that they came to America. These two, they described their mothers and how their mothers were praying for them. This is how Charles described his mom. Says, our mother would start her work of the house early in the morning. After feeding us with breakfast and helping our father with some of the chores, she would take a break. While sitting on her chair resting, she would pull her apron over her head. As she did that, we knew it is her time to pray. We would all stand still while she was praying. She never prayed for her own needs. She always prayed this prayer. Heavenly Father, to your care and to your guidance, I commit my children. May your will be done in and through their lives. May they remember you in their times of joy and sorrow. Father, if you see fit, use them for the work of your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen. And then we know what happened to these two boys. So God is faithful. Keep praying, moms. Don't give up. Don't be scared. Don't be frightened with the little incidents that happens here and there. You just press in. Then the last mother is the persistent mother, the widow that Jesus talked about. The Bible says that then Jesus told the disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. He said this parable to them, said, in a certain town there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared what people would say about him. There was a widow in that town who had a case of her son and brought to this judge with pleading to him, grant me justice against our adversaries. And then for some time he refused. But finally he said to himself, even though I don't fear God or care what people think, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets the justice so that she will not eventually come and attack me. And she was a wild woman, I guess. And the Lord said, this is what Jesus says to us and said to his friends. The Lord said, listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that you will get justice and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, he will find faith on this earth. Amen? Friends, it's so easy to preach at people. Believe me, it's so easy. But when it comes to our own life, it is tough to just stand and say, okay, I believe, I trust. Moms are very compassionate by nature. They are loving. Dads, yes, we are the head of the house and we set the direction and encourage our kids to do whatever they have to do. But it is you, mom, who set the course for their lives by your prayer, by your love, by your compassion. See, when we walk around and with our kids, one falls down and, you know, bruises the knee or arm, the father says, get up, boy. Boys, they don't cry. Move it. That's how we do it. It is you, mom, that you go onto your knees and, you know, clean it up and kiss it and blow on it, and then that's what you do. That's your nature. May the Lord bless you. That's cool. And there are times that we men, we always love food. Look at our sizes, man. And in every home, when you look at mom is, start from the morning. She gets up, she makes the breakfast, she puts things on the table. And I'm sharing my own testimony. I don't know how your house is, but this is my house. She does that, and then we sat with the kids, and I'm the father. I sit at the head of the table, so my food comes first, and the kids, they eat it. But I witnessed Mari never ate or never eats at the time. She just keep going around. But we had a time in our lives that really applies to this sacrifice that a mother makes, not the father. Although we make a lot of sacrifices. Don't misunderstand me, boys. But moms, they have compassion. We had at the time of our lives that we had nothing. We had nothing to eat. Whatever we had, it was the scraps or the leftovers of the neighbors they brought for us. 4.5 years, I can tell you that if I put all the days together, 3.5 years of it, Mari fasted. You see my wife very bubbly, happy, joyful. Nothing can shake her up. It's not all that you see. Her health is not intact. It's because of that 4.5 years lack of nutrition. It's the sacrifice that you mom makes that makes things in the eyes of God awesome. It's the sacrifice that you make, and we honor you and we bless you. And this morning, I tried to go to the flower shop and buy flour. But by nature, I always arrange a free flower. So on your behalf, and she wants a kiss. All right. I get free flower and she gets free kiss. So it's all good. I honor you, Mari, and I bless you. And men, I encourage you today. No matter what is happening in your house, you start fresh today. You honor that girl that is sitting next to you, or you are going to see her today. Honor your wives. Honor your moms. You might be sitting here today, you lost your mom, and you have pain in your heart. Erica, I know you are in the house. Erica, we'll pray for you. That's not Erica Stewart. Erica Blake somewhere. And I know she's crying right now. But we honor you, Erica. We bless you. We pray for you. We pray for peace and comfort. Some of us are sitting here. We have no relationship with our mothers. For whatever reason, the circumstance that caused us to be parted from each other. Some of us are not forgiven by our mothers, or we are not forgiving our mothers, be it man or woman sitting in this house. May I encourage you in Jesus' name, you started today. You started today. When you go home, pick up the phone, call your mom. Before you explain anything, just say, Mom, I want you to know that I love you. For any pain or hurt that I cause you, I am sorry and I ask for forgiveness. This is where God will honor you and bless you if you set the record straight. Amen? So I encourage you to do that. And you might be sitting here and say that there is no one in my house to honor me. Let me tell you, girls, you have a heavenly Father. You have a Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, that today is pouring his love over you. And we honor you. We bless you. And we pray that God, with his presence and with his loving arms, fill your loneliness today. Amen. Could you stand to your feet today? Father, I thank you that you are a good God. You are an amazing Father. We bless you. We love you, God. We pray that today be the day that a lot of things will be sorted out between us and our moms, oh God. Today be the day that, God, the love of God permeates through and covers multitudes of sin, oh God. Today be the day that the healing of the Lord will come for many of our hearts, oh God. And Father, I pray that our times with our mothers be a time of joy and jubilee today. Restoration of relationships, oh God. Restoration of things that has not been good, oh God. God, things that has been broken may today be restored back together, oh God. For you are that kind of God. You restore broken things, oh God. So, Father, we commit ourselves to your keeping and to your care, oh God. Lord, give us courage and strength to make things right today. In Jesus' name, amen.
We hope that you've enjoyed this week's message. If you would like more information, please visit us online at krt.org. Thank you, and God bless.